Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Get Goldfinger today.
Here's the scenario. You're injured in a collision and your insurance company is denying your claim. It happens far too often. If it happens to you, call me, Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Personal Injury Law. My team and I work for people just like you. We don't accept cases on behalf of insurance companies, so you and your family can make sure that you're in good hands. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Get Goldfinger today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Samson Folk, and I'm very happy to be joining you, or for you to be joining me, rather, after the Raptors took Game 1. Yes, Game 1 of the NBA Finals, 118-109, over the defending champion, Golden State Warriors. So yes, this means, A, the Raptors have won their first ever NBA Finals game that they've been involved in, which is huge. B, they've taken a lead, ostensibly, in the NBA Finals. And C, the Warriors are human, and especially without Kevin Durant, there is so much excitement coming from the team, coming from the fans, everybody around this happening right now, and for good reason. The Raptors, they shellacked the Warriors, and that might seem like a little heavy-handed term to use, but the half-court defense, man, the half-court defense has been incredible throughout the postseason, and it didn't stop with this unprecedented Warriors offense that nobody has the tools to compete with their split action. Well, the Raptors still maintain one of the most cerebral, one of the most intelligent defenses I've ever seen in my life. They're incredible. And they really came out. They punched that half-court offense in the face of the Warriors, and just a beautiful thing to watch. And especially, well, I'll talk about the game and we'll get into everything when the time comes. First things first, Fred didn't start the game, but the defense he played on Curry loomed large over this game, and he did such a fantastic job tracking him through all of his relocation. If any of us, any of you people listening or myself talking, if any of us tried to, even if there was nobody setting screens, if we tried to run and follow Steph Curry relocating on offense, we would have a hell of a time. I'll tell you that much. And Fred VanVleet was able to do it, dipping, ducking, you know, sticking his arm in, getting around screens, tracking Steph for like roughly 14, 15 seconds every possession. And that is a massive ask. And he was a positive on the offensive end after doing all that. And we might have seen this coming because VanVleet did a really, really good job on Curry when they played earlier in the year. But things change, and we're not supposed to take too much from those games. Gasol wasn't even on the team. And so it's worth pointing out that Gasol was incredible. Anytime Gasol hopped out on Curry, I think he caused nearly four turnovers over the course of the game, but I think three in the first half, especially when Curry was silly enough to attack going to the sideline. Gasol is one of the best sideline trap big men in the whole league. And when Curry tried to go there, it was a very bad idea for him. He needs to stay in the middle of the floor where he can split the two guys who are, you know, trapping him if he gets stuck in that position, because he doesn't have the length to pass over a trap the same way Kawhi did on the other side. And that's the second thing I want to talk about, is Kawhi reading the Warriors' defense that they were throwing at him. He did such a good job being patient and being skillful with his passes. I know it's an absolute luxury to have Marc Gasol in the middle as an outlet and a release valve for Kawhi when he's trying to negotiate this Warriors defense. However, the Warriors have good wing defenders. And Kawhi, it's not that easy to take on this Warriors defense and dissect it the same way Kawhi did. And for Kawhi to end up with only two turnovers the whole game is sublime. It is the best of the best. The patience he showed in the first half, just coming right out of the gate, passing around the traps, getting it to Gasol, who was so aggressive on offense and really came out looking for his own shot when he had the opportunities, which has been a rare sight on this Raptors team, but was the most welcome sight in this game. He was terrific, and he was able to do that because of Kawhi's patience and Kawhi's vision on offense, dissecting those traps and those doubles that the Warriors sent their way. In the first half, that's the story, right? Is Gasol is incredible on offense and defense. He's capable of playing defense in these pick and rolls when the Warriors are trying to spread him out wide and they're trying to create angles for rim runs, or either that or have maybe one of the guys drop too low and have Curry shooting over the top. The Raptors did a terrific job pushing him into the mid-range when he got clearance up top, and if he didn't, cutting off the rim runs, giving no access to that passing lane, and making Curry try and pass over the top with these looping drop-in passes that the Raptors could really hunt and really get after to jumpstart their own transition. That became a much better thing. That became a much better thing later on in the game. And there was a lot of fruit born from that decision. The Raptors did great. Gasol's offense, wow. And to have him play that way, it was spectacular. It was really, really just an extremely warm and fun thing to see. Danny Green hit a three. Very big, very exciting. We were all waiting for that to come. And his defense was as good as ever on Clay. And, yeah, I was very happy with that. Oh, and the Raptors, their half-court defense held the Warriors to a 57 offensive rating. You heard it right. A 5 and a 7. 57, even with all the sacrificed offensive rebounds, all those orbs, my God, they held them to a 57 offensive rating. This defense is no joke. And just a sprinkle in the first half, we saw a little bit of Siakam's creativity in late clock situations. He's really, really good outlet for them. It's tough to score on Draymond Green. And getting into the second half, holy mother of God. It's unbelievable what Siakam was able to do. Can you just imagine some people sitting at home being introduced to this guy for the first time? They're like, hey, you know, honey, maybe we could, we're going to watch the NBA Finals tonight. Toronto's in it against the Warriors. They're going to lose to the Warriors, you know. And who's this, 30 minutes later, who's this Siakam guy? He's carving him. He's got 30 damn points. Can you believe this guy's come in there? He's got 30 points. What? You got all these people around America, all these people even in Canada tuning in and seeing Siakam cooking potential defensive player of the year, Draymond Green. Self-appointed greatest defender of all time, Draymond Green. And he's not so far off with that prediction. That's the crazy part. Siakam cooked the hell out of him. His scoring in the half court was transcendent, and his Randy Moss-like extensions out into the full court, getting out in transition, shaking loose in transition, was just so impressive to see. And for him to stretch the floor in that way in the finals was, what a reprieve it's been. Crazy to think that it's easier for him to negotiate the space with Draymond Green guarding him than it was for Brook Lopez and Joel Embiid, but this is where we are. He can handle any primary defender. I think that's the takeaway, right? Is that Siakam can cook any primary defender. It's just about who is waiting for him when he gets there. Maybe that's something the Warriors look at going forward. Could be. Maybe they leave someone else on Siakam and try and use Draymond Green to help. Because it seems like Siakam can cook any primary defender. The big thing about the Bucks was that, you know, you had Giannis waiting at the rim to help off of Brook Lopez when he was guarding Siakam. And on top of that, you also had, in the 76ers series, one of Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid did a great job, and he's demonstrably larger than Draymond Green, as it's easier for him to track back to the rim, just less ground to cover for him. And my God, seeing Siakam do what he did, scoring from beyond the arc, scoring in the mid-range, getting out in transition, scoring out of the post-up, it was special to see, man. And the young man from Douala, Cameroon, really put on a show tonight. And I'm, man, as a Raptors fan, you can't help but feel anything but just immensely proud of Pascal Siakam. What an exciting thing to happen. And, you know, the Warriors, they were still the Warriors. They're bound to get on some runs. And so we're saying that they did. But even more worthwhile to say is that Kawhi carries with him a persona and the benefit of getting superstar calls, because he is that, an absolute superstar, the best player of these playoffs so far. And he got to the free throw line at the end of the third quarter when the Warriors were trying to get back into it, and they were doing a pretty good job of it. The Warriors' defense had really buckled down. They did a really good job of slowing up the Raptors, and Kawhi getting to the free throw line was really, really defeating for them. And Kawhi just earning, pushing, and working his way there was a big difference maker. If he wasn't able to will his way to the line at the end of that quarter, it could have been a lot different for the Raptors. The Raptors, the offense had dried up a little bit, and Kawhi, he took everybody on his shoulders. He said, "Listen, I'm going to take up these possessions. I'm going to take up all the effort, all the work. We just need to stick it out on defense, and I'll keep us moving ahead going forward on offense." And that's immensely important, very important for the Raptors. What a job for him. What a job to be done. In the fourth quarter, rather than the offense, I mean, it's worth saying that the continued excellence of Kawhi and Siakam was obviously very big. Danny Green hitting a three after Siakam shakes loose in transition. Kyle hitting that three at the end to really punch the win in, to really punch their ticket to a 1-0 record in the finals. Going into game two, hopefully looking to take the first two. The collective was terrific on offense, finishing down the stretch, finishing the plays they were supposed to finish, is worth saying. It's also worth pointing out that Serge Ibaka was really great in his minutes. The energy he brought on defense, and specifically on the offensive glass against the Warriors, pressuring them in a way that Marc Gasol wasn't. And that's not to complain about Marc Gasol. I mean, Marc Gasol did his damn thing tonight. He was transcendent in his very own way, as he has been for the bulk of his prime and afterwards in the twilight years, which we are now. But Ibaka really pressured the Warriors in a different way on the offensive glass. And that was a unique thing to throw at the Warriors. And it seemed like such a shot in the arm for the Raptors. And it was so important to what they were trying to do. And the continued excellence of the offense to just keep producing down the stretch, fourth quarter. Kawhi with that mammoth triple in Kevon Looney's face. Things of that nature. More important than that, though, the sustained excellence of their half-court defense. There was no coming back for the Warriors at all, because the Warriors could not score enough to keep up with the Raptors. The Raptors' defense was far too intimidating. And when the Warriors started playing their rapid pass-around game, when they're throwing the ball around, spraying it around everywhere, finding guys in the corner, Lowry was waiting in the soft spots of the court to take charges and to just completely deflate what the Warriors are trying to do. And the pass, the loop pass over top of the double or the trap, is candy for Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam. These are both athletic freaks. They're both long. They both have great defensive instincts. And if you lob that ball up there trying to find Draymond Green, Alphonso McKinney, Kevon Looney, or something like that, they're going to come in there, snatch that baby out of there, and they're running full head of steam towards the rim. And it was incredible to see the Raptors play the way they did. Getting out in transition, finding their way to the line with no regard for human life. Something like that. I think that's a Kenny Smith call out, I believe. And man, the Mitchell Robinson Award, It's, I believe it goes to Draymond Green, because he just might be the most villainous character in, you know, in the NBA. Of course he isn't, but his defense, it remains so important to what the Warriors are trying to do. He is the most important release valve for the Warriors on offense. If Curry isn't able to create for the Warriors as a whole every play, he becomes the second motor for the team, trying to bring them good offensive possessions, and he just operates as an antagonist, and that earns him the Mitchell Robinson / antagonist award for his work there. The Reggie Evans Award, and maybe the most apropos winner of it of the whole year, man, Pascal Siakam. Not only is he an incredibly good defender, there are times where you see he's beating Klay Thompson to his spot out on the perimeter, walling him off from getting to the middle of the floor, locking him in between his knees when he's dribbling, really forcing him to just give up the ball, and then tracking him off ball as a power forward, and then scoring against Draymond Green in the post, scoring against Sean Livingston in the post, scoring against Kevon Looney in the post, anyone. He's taking on all comers, and he's getting out in transition, and he's getting after loose balls. He's rebounding the ball. He's hitting from above the break, triples. It was just wonderful to see his effort on defense and his willingness to get out on the break on offense is transformative for this Raptors team. He is so damn good. And shout out to everybody who had no idea who he was or a vague idea of this bench mob character. Who's this Siakam guy? Coming off the bench? What, he's starting? Oh, Warriors in four. They're gonna wipe the floor with these guys. Oh, what's this spin move? He's got Draymond looking like a confused guy out there. Oh, wow. Oh, he's hitting from three. Oh, wow, this guy's fast. He gets out on the break. 30 points! Can you believe it? Honey, come look. There's this guy from, he's a priest, apparently, from Cameroon. He's playing basketball on the TV. My God. He did his damn thing tonight. And I imagine he is more than excited and happy that he was able to. He's so deserving. Top quick reaction comment. Luke, Curry had a good game. Check. Thompson had a good game. Check. Green had a triple-double. Check. Warriors won. Wait. Well, what can I say, fellas? Encouraging. Yes, definitely encouraging. However, I'll probably quibble with that. I think Green had a decent game. I don't think Curry and Thompson played that well. But I think that's a credit to the Raptors' defense. The Raptors' defense is incredibly smart. If there was any defense that can keep up with this rapid split-action offense that the Warriors are running, it's the Raptors, because of how easy they switch across the first four positions and how smart Gasol is when he's involved in specific actions. I think that there will be more, as long as Kevin Durant isn't in the series, and as long as he's not that 50-40-90 inevitable release valve for the Warriors offense, I think that this can get pretty crazy for the Raptors pretty quick. I think a 2-0 start is looking very realistic, and I expect the Raptors to challenge Thompson and Curry in the same damn way next game, and I expect that they'll have a lot of success. If you like this, maybe if you want, if you're a Twitter user, you can find me at SAMFOLKK, Sam Folk, on Twitter if you want more from me. And whether you're listening to this in the morning or at night, have a blessed day and goodbye.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.